To hear all the clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan. There is immense anger in the run-up to the marching season. That's the stark warning from a senior Orange Order leader from Belfast. The Reverend Mervyn Gibson was speaking after a meeting with the Secretary of State yesterday. It was also reported over the weekend that Orange men have said they will not do the police's job for them over the 12th this year. Mervyn Gibson is with us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
What does that mean, you won't do the police's job for them?
It simply means we will continue to marshal our parades as we always do. But on occasions in the past, we've been able to, with the support of the local community, to stand between the police and people who want to do violence. Now, nobody should be wanting to do violence against the police, let me say that clearly. But it would be difficult to stand between the police and the crowd if we have nothing to say to them, if we have nothing to offer them.
Well, you've done it before.
We've done it before simply because there was something to tell them, there was something on the table that we hoped would change things. But after last year, when we were led up the garden path and the promise was withdrawn from us by Martin McGuinness, people are saying, well, we're not going to do the same thing this year. You can't be led up the garden path.
So the graduated response and all that, was that a mistake?
The graduated response, I have to say, never materialised for a variety of reasons. What we've always said, and what we've always tried to maintain, and I believe have maintained, is that our response should be peaceful and lawful, and we've seen that over this last year or so.
So, is this helpful? Here we are in the middle of June. You're saying you won't do the police's job for them, and you're also talking about immense anger in the run-up to the marching season. Like, is that helpful so close to the marching season?
Let me also say, when I say don't do the police's job, I believe nobody should police their own community. It's the police's job, the police the community. I don't want to see a society where we have a second-tier police force, our community allowed to police itself. So let me make that clear. With regard to the anger, I'm afraid that happens at this time year, each year, year upon year. Nothing is done between 1/12 to the next 12.
Well, is the anger any worse this year?
I don't think so. No, the anger and frustration is the same because it always builds up. People come knocking at your door 4 weeks before the 12th and say, well, you better have a peaceful 12th. We ask what's changed from last year and they say nothing.
And will you give an assurance this year, Mervyn, that you won't call people onto the streets to protest like you did a few years ago?
No, peaceful protest is a legitimate form of protest. What I will give you a guarantee is that we'll always call for people to be lawful and peaceful, and we don't want to see violence against anyone.
Yeah, but that can't always be under your control. So you're not going to call people onto the streets to protest. You're not going to do that, are you?
We have people in the streets protesting every night, so we're not going to say we're not going to call people to protest. What we will call for is peaceful protest, and we'll be responsible about what we do.
Yeah, but here's what I'm talking about. 2 years ago, you called for a mass protest, as I remembered, over the Ardoyne issue. You're not going to ask for that again, are you?
No, we didn't call for a mass protest over Ardoyne. What happened was it was the normal 12th parade was returned home and many people went up to see what was happening. We didn't call for mass crowds on the street at that time. We maybe called for peaceful protests around the countryside, which many of them were peaceful. Others were attacked by nationalists. But no, we certainly won't be doing anything that will increase tensions, we believe.
What do you want to happen now?
Well, we don't know. To be honest, we're the hostage of the Parades Commission, as always the case. We don't know what they're going to come out with because they're so ludicrous decisions recently. There's no continuity in what they're saying. There's no continuity in what they do. They keep changing the ground rules. So we just have to wait and see what they say.
What did you say to the Secretary of State yesterday?
We asked her what progress had been made in two fronts, what progress had been made with regard to the Leg and Neil, and she told us none. She had no initiative. She had done nothing as far as we could understand about it. We asked her what progress had been made with regard to replacing the legislation, and she said the only show in town was the Stormont House Agreement. We asked what progress had been made there, and she said none because of the welfare reform.
Never mind what progress she's made. What progress have you made? Have you been in talks with residents?
Pardon? Sorry?
Have you been in talks with residents?
We were. There was an issue of the churches we took part in. It fell through because when one side doesn't talk and simply says you're not getting the parade, it's hard to engage with those. We have commissioned an independent review, which we hope the results will be out in the next couple of weeks.
And when was the last time, Mervyn, you were in talks?
We've kept all the protests peaceful. So we are continually on a daily basis trying to get a resolution to this issue.
When was the last time you were in talks with residents?
Off the top of my head, Stephen, I don't know because I wasn't involved directly, but I'd imagine it maybe 6 months ago, but I can't honestly say.
6 months ago?
That would be correct, yes.
So you haven't spoken to residents for 6 months.
Well, Stephen,
and here you are bashing the Secretary of State for not making any progress.
Stephen, let me say to you, how can you have a conversation with someone when someone simply says you're not getting the parade? That's not a conversation. That's simply a demand. So what's the point in talking to someone who's going to tell you the same thing over and over again? What we need is a fair and level playing field. What we need is legislation where if talks fail or people don't engage, then there's a fair decision taken about the parade. And sadly, with the Parades Commission, we don't have that.
So what you want is to be able to march wherever you want, whenever you want. That's the legislation, essentially, that you want passed. March anywhere at any time.
Dave, that's nonsense. We've always said that's not the case. In fact, we've always shared with our members, if we have fair and equitable legislation, it may go against us. And if it goes against us, we have to accept that.
Well, that's what the Parades Commission do.
Yes, but sadly they do all the time because the legislation is skewed towards protesters. What we're simply saying is we want legislation that's fair. And if it goes against us, it goes against us. But you need a fair and level playing field. We have never wanted to march or if we wanted to march. I wouldn't want to march to the nationalist area.
It was the Orange Order who opposed a change in the legislation a few years ago, wasn't it?
Well, there was on one occasion, yes, we did. But the vast majority of the other three or four occasions where there have been attempts, we couldn't come to a solution with nationalism, thus thereby giving nationalism a feed over progress. The Secretary of State continually says, if nationalism and unionism agree, then I will introduce whatever they agree. But if nationalists don't want to agree because they've got a system that suits them, then we're never going to get progress.
Look at the cost of this, Mervyn. According to the Justice Minister, David Ford, £330,000. Not 330 grand a year, 330 grand a month.
Well, I don't
for Camp Twiddell alone, 330 grand a month.
Even if it was a simple matter of economics, then the parade would be up the road because it would cost a lot less to put the parade up the road. But sadly, it's not a simple matter of economics.
So you stand over that amount. You're not worried about that amount. You're not embarrassed about that amount.
I don't stand over any amount. What I do stand over is people peacefully protesting for something they honestly believe that should be introduced, and that is new and fair equitable legislation. That's what we raised with the Secretary of State. We said it was a reserved matter. If local politicians couldn't agree because one side had a veto over it, then it was up to the British government to step in and introduce new fair legislation. That's what we asked the Secretary of State to do yesterday.
Did you just say a matter of moments ago you didn't want to march up nationalist areas?
That's correct. That's correct.
Explain that.
The Crumlin Road is a shared main arterial route. I don't want to march around there, Doyne. I don't want to march around the New Lodge or the Falls Road or anywhere else. But I do want to march and walk in the main shared arterial routes of this city. And indeed any high street in a country town.
You would accept that nationalists have a right to object to your march?
Oh, absolutely. I'll protest it. I have no difficulty in people protesting whatsoever in a peaceful manner. That it hasn't always been the case either.
Okay. Mervyn, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you.